I wrote this piece 11 years ago. It seems the older I get, the truer it gets. I hope you like it. Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I like to count. I like to count days and eggs. I like to count years. I like to count steps to the red shed. I like to count firewood in the stack. I count things that are present, right there in front of me. But lately I've been counting things which are yet to happen. I think this is part of the process of getting older. I also think that, after hosting radio shows on death, attending a reading of Where the Tree Falls, and having one of my best friends remind me to get my final wishes in order, I can't be blamed for letting my imagination travel towards my own demise. So I've been wondering, how many years do I have left here? How many friends from my youth will still be here? How many of their memorials will I attend? How many phone calls will I get that so-and-so has passed? How many more summers will there be with Ella? How many more seasons with my Mary? How many radio shows and guests and essays and laughs will there be? How many more newspaper columns? How many of you will go before I do? How many of you will notice when I go? Now, if I were pushed for a reasonable estimate, I would say that I have 20 years or so before it's my turn. And that's a good long time. It adds up to about one quarter of my life still to come. A fellow of my age with different wiring from my own might well look at that same estimate and say, well, dang, my life is three quarters over. Now, he'd be right, of course. We both are. I'm just glad that my predisposition is to the rosier side of things. I figure that my time is better spent doing what I love to do today rather than moaning over what I missed or messed up yesterday. I'm not good at looking back in regret. I never have been. Now that I think about it, I'm no good at looking forward either. Just ask Mary. I'm a lousy saver and an even worse planner. I don't know what it is about the future. It just seems so, not today. I seem to like where I am infinitely more than where I might be tomorrow. Putting another spin on this idea, the great philosopher Mae West once said, "You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough." In her case, she might have added, "And you should be too exhausted to try it again anyway." By and large, I am happy with the cards that I was dealt. I was born to a family that was not a lot more dysfunctional and way more fun than most other families. I would like to pretend that my childhood was unhappy. Writers seem to do better that way, but it wasn't. Teenage was weird, of course. Teenage is supposed to be weird. I had some rocky times in my mid-20s, but was lucky enough to get some help along the way and came through the other side much better for it. My life with toys and words and people and most of all Mary has been full of love and laughs and great friends. Here I am, in the spring of 2013, in good shape, good spirits, and smack dab in the middle of the finest landscape on the planet. You know, someday I think I'll make a list of everything good that happened in my life. That would be quite an undertaking, wouldn't it? I mean, really. Wouldn't it be something to take a long, leisurely look at your life, making a list as you go of each and everything that makes you smile as it comes to mind? Every toy you ever spent hours with? Every old timer who told you a really good story? Everything you ever made with your hands? Every lover who you held in joy? Every friend and colleague with whom you created those wonders? How many entries would there be on your list? 500? 10,000? More than that? And how long would it take? Will my remaining years be enough to finish the list if I start now? There's a thought. Wouldn't it be great to leave the planet making one last entry in the joy list of your life? Well, there's no time like the present, is there? Let's see now. Number one, A Child's Garden of Verses, read to me by Grandma Holohan. Number two, My Little Red Shovel. Number three, The Trains My Dad Built. Number four.